There was little ceremony as Indonesia's presidential campaign officially began this week. President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono was in South Korea for an Association of Southeast Asian Nations meeting. So his chief campaign rivals, former President Megawati Sukarnoputri and current Vice President Yusuf Kala, have been content to meet with party members and plot their next moves. Both challengers have selected controversial running mates. Miss Megawati has taken former General Prabowo Subianto as her teammate, while Kala's running mate is former General Wiranto, who goes by one name. Many human rights activists regard both men as human rights abusers for their actions when East Timor voted to become independent of Indonesia and in other cases. Prabowo is barred from entering the United States because of his reputation for violating human rights. Indria Fanida is the deputy coordinator of Indonesia's leading human rights advocacy group, Kontras.
Wiranto, at that time, he's chief of the national police for when the referendum in East Timor. So he's responsible for all the riots in East Timor. Prabowo, he was responsible for the disappearance activists on 1998 and 1999, yeah, before Suharto's falling.
She says the families of those who disappeared or were killed on the orders of Wiranto and Prabowo are deeply angered by their candidacies.
We just visit one of the victim a few days ago. Her son was disappeared in 1998. And she's very angry when Prabowo and Wiranto become a candidate because she went to some of the institutional government since 10 years ago. Then most of the institution government promised to solve the case. And her daughter said that when she saw the television, she want to, you know, broke the television because she's very upset that this person join or become one of the leader in our country.
But Fanida says many Indonesians have short memories and are more concerned about their day-to-day economic circumstances than human rights. And Prabowo has excited many with his talk on economics.
I have some real ideas on how to turn this country around from being a second-rate, third-rate country that's always begging for foreign aid amidst wealth. You know, we are a very wealthy country, but we don't seem to be able to get our act together. Our people are sentenced to be poor. Our economic model, our economic system, actually, in essence, perpetuates an oligarchy.
Prabowo has made no secret of his own presidential ambitions, but his party Gerindra received less than 5% of the votes in April's parliamentary elections, below the 20% required for the party to field its own presidential candidate. Jeffrey Winters, an Indonesian political expert from Northwestern University in the United States, thinks Ms. Megawati may have offered Prabowo key cabinet portfolios to get him on her ticket. But Winters says he is unlikely to make a difference in the success of her campaign.
There was no other way for her to make a ticket other than to cut such a deal. If she had not cut this deal, it would also have been the end of Megawati as a political figure, probably in Indonesia. So this is her last chance to pull up her political future. And everything for Megawati is riding on this election, and it doesn't look very promising.
President Yudhoyono surprised many with his choice of Bodiono, who goes by one name, as his running mate. Bodiono, who up until his candidacy served as the governor of Indonesia's central bank, impresses some voters with his pragmatic approach to economics. Sunny Tanuwijaya is a political analyst at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Jakarta. He says Bodiono is a safe choice for President Yudhoyono.
For Yudhoyono, he has an overwhelming popularity, right? He can, he's trying to select a president or vice presidential candidate that will not endanger his dominant position. That's his primary goal. And the second goal, of course, is to be able to maintain harmony among his coalition. And by choosing, by picking vice presidential candidate, I think he is able to, you know, to sustain harmony.
Candidates must win more than 50% of the popular vote to avoid a runoff vote, which would likely be held in September. Northwestern's Winters says that President Yudhoyono's popularity means he is almost certain to win the July 8th election and may not have to worry about wooing voters in a runoff. Katie Heyman for VOA News, Jakarta.